Ideally, the park to be totally refurbished and rebuilt from the ground up is what the goal is, because the equipment there, it's a bit dated and not really fit for purpose, and it's coming up to its end of life. The manufacturers say its well-maintained version of that equipment should last about 30 years. It's coming up to 30 years now, so it's great that council are going to rebuild that park, because it's such a key area and it's used by so many people, right between two schools, very family heavily orientated area, so it's great news. It's 2 years away. What that budget is for that particular part wasn't disclosed to me, but I know they're going to need a significant amount to rebuild a new park. So 2 years' time, we'll wait and see. But it's great that they're actually saying that this is what's going to happen.
Would you just be able to explain what you've been told by the council with regards to the short term and the long term plans for the park?
Yeah, the short term, I want to see the park made safe, basically. They have started to do the flooring. The really severe flooring that's been a trip hazard for a long time has now been addressed. However, there is still a lot of flooring issues there. Kids run around, toddlers run around. There's huge gaps between this rubber mat and flooring and the tarmac that is just not really safe. Apparently, that is in the current work process to get fixed. But, it's been all summer now, so hopefully any day now, but who knows? And the actual shackles, it looks like the shackles for the chains and the swings have been replaced, those that need replacing, but replaced by ones that are actually fit for purpose this time. So that's good. Making safe until 2027 is the minimum of what we expect. I have seen addition of two park benches, which is absolutely great. It makes the area, instead of just a park, a more family, more welcoming area. People can turn up with their picnics and have a base, spend the day there, because the kids can play in the park, run around in all that green field near the duck ponds, and bring their bikes somewhere that people can actually sit and get together now. The older kids, somewhere to have a sit and have a chat. Those prison style tiny benches that are currently in the park, and they're not fit for purpose for many people. They're too low, too narrow, too small. Now these picnic parks, it's a lot more welcoming area and easy maintain, not very expensive addition, can make a heck of a difference. So it's great that we've seen two of them fitted.
So what are the issues specifically with the flooring and how what would you like to see the council try and do to rectify them, or what do you think needs doing to the flooring?
The flooring, yeah, I've done a few videos, a few pictures. It's come away from the ground that it sat on. It's curling up at the edges and it's shrinking due to, I assume, due to the age or the temperature. But it's meaning that the gaps from this rubber mat flooring and the concrete, they're quite significant, which is creating trip hazards for toddlers and kids. I understand why. Yeah, it's great that we got this rubber mat flooring underneath the equipment because kids fall. But it is in itself, it's causing a trip hazard, and because they've got this concrete tarmac and flooring on the other side of it, the gaps are significant. They've started to fix the ones that are most dangerous. The council say they're going to fix the rest of it. It's in their current work ticket to do that. But I keep asking, 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 putting the pressure on, and it's when's it going to happen? Basically, they're fully aware it's a trip hazard, but it's coming up to the end of the summer holidays now. Start of the summer holidays would have been a time to do it, but hopefully the rest of that flooring will get addressed soon. For me, it's great that they're going to do this new park, but the way the park is reviewed currently, it's currently looked at, reviewed once every 2 weeks, which is great. I have done a freedom information request to ask for what these reviews entail, and all I've been sent is a date. Basically, every 2 weeks is just like yes, no, just yes, the park has been reviewed. Not what that review entails. Not so we've reviewed the park, and yet the flooring is trip hazard. There's shackles beyond physical use, or the paint's peeling, or anything like that kind of stuff. It's just a date, and then it's happened. So, with this new park, I really hope that their review process is looked at, and the reviews either the council not getting the information about how dangerous this flooring is, or they're coming up and doing the reviews, and it's just a case of they're not sharing information, or it's just, yeah, it's a tick box, yeah, it's happening, I'm at the park. So, technically, I've reviewed it. So, it's the review process needs to be investigated and looked at.
You put a message out on the Facebook page that you were asking for people's input on what they would like to see. So how did that go, and what sort of response have you had to it, and what kind of key things did you see that people wanted in the play area?
Had some response from that, and there's actually a manufacturer of some of the more decent play parks on an island based across, and they supply the equipment. I contacted them and they've provided like an online manual of what they provide, and we use that as an idea to give ideas of what's available out there. People have had a look, come back, and nothing crazy. I was expecting, oh yeah, I want to see this £70,000 installation, but no, people come back with more tactile activities that kids can do, more imagination, like small little cafe type themed things, so kids can go off and play cafe or shop, and these little tactile activities where kids can learn dexterity and, you know, moving squares around, moving images, and help develop their motor skills. So it's things like that, things that are more inclusive for kids with disabilities around about that. Probably seen them in other parks. You can just, there's no step, there's no lip. You know, wheelchair can get wheeled on and other kids can get involved. So it's just what most modern parks seem to have nowadays. It was nothing unreasonable. But there's all sorts, that area, it should be a bigger park, to be honest. That area, they've got a great area for kids. So we can have all sorts of zip lines. You know, just have a look what's available in other parks around the island. Go to Peel and have a look at the park by the swimming pool. There's all sorts of options there. They've got castles, ships, zip lines, loads of interactive things. They don't have to be huge. All sorts of options are available. And yeah, the feedback's still coming in. So do go on the site and yeah, make the suggestions. And all we can do is keep feeding them back. We've got 2 years to feed all this back to the council. Say, ideally, this is what we want. So now's the chance to let them know. It's great that they've added the 2 picnic benches and they're going to start making the park safe. So I appreciate what's been going on there. Pressure will continue until we see a brand new park. It's made safe and the review process is in such that it continues to maintain and keep that part, new park, safe.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.